Sunny.
Happy Thursday to you, Kim.
Well, Sunny, I understand you're tipping off with pro basketball today.
Kim, let's tip off in the southwestern U.S. city of San Antonio, Texas. That's where the San Antonio Spurs will host the two-time defending champion Miami Heat later Thursday night in Game 1 of the National Basketball Association Finals. VOA's Tati Abeje has this preview for us.
This year's NBA Finals will be a repeat of last year when the San Antonio Spurs lost to the Miami Heat in a bitterly fought seven-game series. In Game 1 of the best-of-seven series, the Spurs will have a home court advantage and experienced players. The Heat also have a powerful weapon, a highly determined LeBron James, whose leadership seems to grow with every game. And from the Miami Heat small forward's comments, it's clear there is no love lost between the two teams.
They don't like us. They don't. I could sense it from Timmy's comments over the last couple of days. They wanted this. They wanted us. And, we'd be ready for a challenge.
But the Spurs show no signs of concern of being outplayed by the Heat. They used their finals meltdown last year as motivation to come back stronger. This year, the San Antonio team finished with the best record in the NBA. At 62 wins and 20 losses. Spurs power forward center Tim Duncan says this time around, his team will prevail over the defending champions.
We're happy to be back here this year. We're happy to have another opportunity at it. We're happy for that it's the Heat again. We'll be ready for them. We've got some experience, obviously, from last year against them. So hopefully we'll be ready to take it this time.
The Heat are also on a mission to win their third straight championship. If they succeed, they will become the first team to achieve that since the Lakers did it from 2000 to 2002. For the Spurs, the health of point guard Tony Parker remains an important concern. Parker's ankle injury kept him out of the second half of Game 6 of the Western Conference Finals against the Oklahoma City Thunder. He is expected to play in Game 1. With both the Miami Heat and San Antonio Spurs determined to win, it should be an exciting NBA final series. For the sunny side of sports, I'm VOA's Tati Abeje.
This is Dikembe Mutombo. I am from Africa. Malaria kills thousands of children every day. Don't let your child be one of them. Make sure they sleep under a treated mosquito net. Beating malaria is like winning at basketball. You need to get to the net.
You need to get to the net. Congolese giant Dikembe Mutombo made it to two NBA finals. In 2001, as a member of the Philadelphia 76ers, Mutombo and the 76ers lost to Kobe Bryant, Shaquille O'Neal, and the Los Angeles Lakers 4-1. Big Shaq was named the most valuable player of that championship series. And 2 years later, in 2003, Dikembe was a member of the New Jersey Nets. The Nets lost to none other than Tim Duncan and the San Antonio Spurs 4-2. Duncan, getting ready to take on LeBron James and the Miami Heat once again, was named the most valuable player of the 2003 NBA Finals.
Hi, Didier Drogba, striker from Ivory Coast.
Didier Drogba scored the second goal for Ivory Coast Wednesday night in a 2-1 victory over El Salvador in a friendly World Cup warm-up match played near Dallas, Texas. And in case our VOA listeners are wondering, Sonny, where is Dallas in relation to San Antonio, where the NBA Finals tip off tonight? Well, San Antonio is about a 4-hour drive south from Dallas in the very big U.S. state of Texas. Getting back to Didier Drogba, he scored just before halftime, converting a crossing pass from Gervinho. Earlier, Drogba and Gervinho reversed roles. Drogba threaded the ball through to Gervinho, who slotted the ball home for Ivory Coast's first goal. So, final score from Texas, Ivory Coast 2, El Salvador 1. Yaya Toure, the two-time African Footballer of the Year for Ivory Coast, did not play in the match. The Ivory Coast Football Federation says Touré was left out as a precautionary measure. In a statement, the federation said, and I quote, "Yaya Touré has not presented any alarming signs as regards his fitness, but the technical staff of the Ivorian team wanted to rest a player who has come through injury and had a tiring season." The statement comes after reports that Touré underwent recent surgery in Doha, Qatar. Touré helped Manchester City win its second English Premier League title in 3 years. However, during the last month of the season, the rugged player reportedly suffered both thigh and hamstring injuries. We hope Yaya Touré is ready to go at Brazil 2014. Now let's go to Geneva, Switzerland. That's where World Cup-bound Algeria defeated Romania 2-1 in a friendly warm-up match that was marred by widespread unruly fan behavior. The teams were taken off the pitch after 43 minutes with the score 1-1. Things were so bad that Algeria's Bosnian head coach, Vahid Halihadzic, went to the center circle to broadcast an appeal for fans to stop throwing lit flares and bottles. After a 15-minute break, the referee brought back the Algerian and Romanian players for the final 2 minutes of the first half. But that wasn't the end of disruptions by the fans. After Algeria's El Arabi Soudani scored the winning goal in the 66th minute, about 15 fans ran on the pitch. Final score from Geneva, Algeria 2, Romania 1, in a wild World Cup warm-up match. Meanwhile, African champion Nigeria will play its final World Cup warm-up match on Saturday against the United States in Jacksonville, Florida. The Super Eagles of Nigeria are coming off a scoreless draw with Greece Tuesday night in another World Cup warm-up match played in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Nigeria's many football fans are looking forward to seeing the team make its fifth World Cup appearance in Brazil. But recent attacks on football viewing centers in Nigeria have cast a shadow on the event. And many fans in Nigeria say for this World Cup, they'll stay at home. Reporter Heather Murdoch tells us more from Nigeria's political capital, Abuja.
Could this be the start of the renaissance of the Super Eagles?
In February 2013, members of Nigeria's national football team, the Super Eagles, literally jumped up and down with glee and kissed the golden medals hanging around their necks. They had just won the Africa Cup of Nations for the first time in 19 years.
The parties in West Africa's biggest nation will rage all night.
In homes, restaurants, bars, and viewing centers across Nigeria that night, the country celebrated. Next week, Africa's most populous nation will take another shot at football fame at the World Cup in Brazil. But in northern Nigeria, the excitement has been met with gloom after a local match was attacked early this week, killing at least 40 people. 2 weeks before, an attack on a viewing center was thwarted, but three people, including the bomber, were killed. Across Nigeria, crowds regularly gather at viewing centers to watch matches. Fans pay between 10 and 30 cents for entry. In a country where most people live in abject poverty, football is a needed distraction, says Paul Arude, a fan in the northern state of Bauchi.
Prefer watching it in the viewing center because there's more fun there, but now I don't think I'll be doing that again.
In April, two people were killed when another viewing center was attacked in Yobe State, one of three Nigerian states that have been under emergency rule for more than a year. No one has claimed responsibility for the football attacks, but insurgents known as Boko Haram are widely blamed, having killed thousands of people under the guise of rejecting all things Western. In recent months, the violence has gotten worse, with near daily attacks in the north. And despite assistance from the international community, Boko Haram has held more than 200 schoolgirls captive for nearly 2 months. Mohammed Nasser owns a viewing center in northern Nigeria. He says beyond disappointing fans, growing fear is harming his business.
The people that we are expecting that will come here to watch football, honestly, now they are not coming, honestly, because of this problem. So we are trying to do everything possible in order to tackle this problem.
Nasser says customers are searched upon entry and bags and vehicles are not allowed near the viewing center. Strangers are discouraged from attending matches. Police in northern Nigeria also say they will beef up security during the World Cup by deploying more men and setting up a hotline for the public to report suspicious activity. This is Bauchi State Police spokesman Haruna Mohammed.
We also educate members of the public to be security conscious to themselves, their environment, both physical and social, especially the shopping malls, the view centers, marketplaces, recreation centers, hotels, parks, etc.
Boko Haram says it wants to install Islamic law in northern Nigeria and ban Western education. But analysts say the haphazard nature of the attacks and constantly shifting tactics indicates while the group may be powerful, it is also fractured and without any clear goals beyond violence. Heather Murdoch for VOA News, Abuja. Put your flags up in
the sky. Hi, this is Sonny Young of the Sunny Side of Sports. Visit VOAfootball.com for live updates on the World Cup in Brazil. The site is optimized for your mobile phone or tablet and will bring you the latest scores, stats, photos, and videos. And everything can be shared with your friends from your mobile device to Facebook and Twitter. World Cup nonstop at VOAfootball.com.
I mentioned Facebook and Twitter. My Twitter handle is at VOA Sunny Sports, and my Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. I was checking my Facebook messages before coming into the studio, and Donald Eletu sent me some comments from Nigeria. Donald writes he's looking forward to a thrilling and soccer-licious outing by the African champion Super Eagles at the upcoming World Cup in Brazil.